Welcome to the fourth and final episode of Anthem EAP's four-part podcast series, where we are teaching simple practices you can use to improve your mental well-being. I'm your host, Mark DeFee, and with me as always is my co-host, Casey Schroeder. We are licensed therapists with over 30 years of combined experience. And so far, we've covered topics like challenging our negative thoughts and changing our mindset to help us keep moving forward. We've also talked about the importance of leaning into our relationships during stressful moments, as well as how helping others is kind of a selfish act due to the positive vibes we get from it and how those positive feelings stay with us for days afterwards. So far, the episodes have been about managing our stress and anxiety, but today we're going to switch gears. We're going to focus on how we enhance and maintain a high level of happiness. So, Casey, why is this topic so important?
Well, Mark, you know I'm going to bring it back to our nerdery and to the research, right?
Yes, couldn't get away with calling us a nerd. Yes, one more time.
One more time. I had to do it. But, you know, when we look at all of the positive psychology research about happiness, we learn really that success does not bring us happiness. You know, that's kind of the traditional theory, is that if we do A and B in our lifetime, we will reach this level of success and then we'll be happy. What research really shows us is that it's the other way around, right? Happiness is what brings us success in our lives, but we don't spend so much time talking about how to be happy. We're just expected to kind of wake up one day and be happy and stay happy. That's where happiness hygiene really has to come into play. We need to be intentional about becoming happy. And how do we get there? And just like our routines that we keep up with for our physical health, you know, waking up in the morning, brushing our teeth, taking a shower, eating our veggies, we really need to do that same kind of routine to become more happy and stay happy. Am I making any sense to you?
You absolutely are. And I mean, I'm hoping everyone's doing those physical hygiene things on a daily basis.
Yeah, some of us.
I'm guessing, though, that if you ask the average person, hey, what's your happiness hygiene routine like on a daily basis? They probably wouldn't be able to answer that as quickly as, hey, do you brush your teeth every day?
Right.
But it's so important to be intentional about that, because our days can get away from us and all of a sudden we can find ourselves in this place where we aren't feeling happy. We're feeling stressed and anxious and we haven't taken the time to make it a constant thing in our life. And it doesn't have to be something grand. Your happiness hygiene plan can just be things that bring little smiles to your face. A few of the ones in my happiness hygiene plan, what I do on a daily basis is every night my wife and I have what we call three best things. And we outline just what were the three best things about our day. And it's not earth-shattering stuff. It's just fun little things that put a smile on our face that we want to talk about. And it does two things. One, we have a two-year-old, so getting time to talk sometimes isn't as easy as you might imagine. So it allows us to talk, but also it requires us to process our day, go back and analyze it through a positive filter, pulling out all those moments that we really enjoyed and allowing us to bask in them again for a little bit. But that's just one thing we do. I also have what's called the problem tree, and I don't have the actual tree anymore. But when I was doing crisis work and working with a lot of individuals who were actively homicidal or suicidal, it took a toll on me. And I didn't realize how much of a toll it had taken until one night walking home from work, my wife and I stopped in front of this tree. And she said, you see this tree? From now on, you are going to hang your problems on this tree every night, your work problems on this tree. And don't worry, nobody wants them. No one's going to steal them. They'll be here in the morning when you're heading back to work, but you're not going to bring them into our house anymore because you've been miserable to live with for a while. And I didn't know I had been that way, but it was this great kind of visual and physical reminder that at the end of my day, I had to take these problems off my shoulders and hang them on this tree and pick them up once the workday started again the next day. I don't have that tree anymore now because I work from home, but I still do the same mental process as I'm stepping out of my office. I think about hanging them on the doorknob there and picking them up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that I try and do on a daily basis is get out for at least one walk a day with my dogs, especially after maybe a stressful moment in my work day, just getting out in the sunshine with the dogs, getting some walking in. Those are things that I have to do on a daily basis. I work out a couple times a week as I'm able to, but I've become very focused on how do I, on a daily basis, make sure that I'm checking in with myself and taking steps to keep that happiness level high. And I imagine you do a lot of these same things as well, because you're a very smart, intelligent person who's always bubbly and happy. So
yeah, right.
It's now your turn to tell us what you do.
Well, I like yours, and I like the middle one about the tree so much, because it proves yet again that you married up and that your wife is smarter than you.
Absolutely.
That's a different discussion for a different day. No, I do have my own routines, right? I have When COVID came, I had to change things a little bit more, right? Like I had to really be even more intentional than I had been. And I actually set reminders. I set 3 reminders in my Outlook every day so that I can stop it. The ding reminds me to stop. The alarm reminds me to stop and really focus on the now. You know, it's these days have been stressful at work, and that ding reminds me to say, okay, what am I feeling right now? You know, how can I really change the stress, and how can I perceive this stress as an enhancement? You know, what is this stress really helping me along with today, instead of just kind of living in the stress and not thinking about the now? I also do the one best thing, one bad thing, one good thing about your day with my 5-year-old. That's something that we do every single night. And she tells me a not so good thing. And then we end with a really good thing. Again, just like you said, it helps us reflect back on our day. But, you know, I think it's the little things, like we've been kind of saying all along, right, Mark? Like, we don't have to create some sort of meditation room in our house to go and meditate as a happiness hygiene routine. Although if you have one, that's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Can I come over?
Exactly. It's just taking a minute or two really to work on these things. And the good thing is you can start now. Start today with this happiness hygiene. There's no better time than the present.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. So many people think that once I hit a level of success, get the right car, get the right house, then I can be happy. No, you can start now. And everything we've talked about, you can shoot an email to someone to just say thank you for something they've done, either in your professional or personal life. You know, that helping others, like we talked about last time, there are things you can do right this minute and start putting your plan together that's going to make a difference and move the needle. I truly believe that. So if you do have a plan now, love it. Happy to hear that. Dive into it. Make sure that it's a part of your daily routine. If you don't, hopefully this has spurred some ideas. We're not saying this is the only way to do it. This is just what works for us. And it might be some trial and error for you. Mm-hmm. Checking out some things. If it doesn't work, you know, try something new. But the whole point of this is to find what works for you.
Right.
So we are at the end of our 4-episode series here. I have enjoyed talking to you, Casey. We talk, you know, every day a lot, mm-hmm. but being able to just come on here and process all these different topics together has been great. Any final thoughts you have for our listeners before we sign off?
I think my final thought would be kind of what you just said, right? Take what we talked about these past 4 episodes and my goal of this whole podcast series is to help you start a new routine, start a new way of looking at how to get better and not just get by. I'm really hopeful that we are reaching you all, and that you guys have enjoyed listening to us as much as we have enjoyed talking to each other.
Absolutely. Great note to end on. Take care, everybody, and be well.